Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
And we're back!
Finally.
We're back! Thank you for joining us for this excellent episode of Castle. We are back in the second half of the season. Thank you all for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV for the Castle After Show. I'm JJ Snyder, and this is my lovely co-host.
I am Lucretia Lyon, returning, but not before Empire, right? But you can find me on Twitter at LACRETIALYON.
Hey, you guys, I'm so glad to have Lucretia here with me today because little change to our after show for the rest of the season. Our beloved Alexis Torres got a job that is right in the way of, sure, we can certainly show that, Marissa. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Alexis got a job that prevents her from being here at the after show with us, at least for now. It's possible that that will change and she will come back. And as you guys all know, she's a huge Castle fan, so much so that she actually filmed a video to show you guys. So Marissa, if we do have that video queued up, let's go ahead and play it right now.
Hey, After Buzzers! I can't believe Castle's back. Yay! And of course, as you can see, I am not in the studio. I'm in an office right now because I have a day job. And sadly enough, it means I cannot be on the after show because of the timing and the scheduling, which is totally fine because I got my two blondes taking over and they're doing a great job. And so be nice, guys. Doesn't mean I've stopped watching Castle. I'm still watching it. I'll probably do my own mini reviews on my own YouTube channel if you want to check those out. YouTube.com/ATORS890 or PS890. And you can find them there. I'm still going to be tweeting. I'm still going to be tuning in whenever I can, usually during my lunch break or anything of that nature. So I'm not completely gone. I'm just here. Oh, that's for me. I'll see you guys later. Mwah. I love you all. Bye.
Oh my gosh, the phone ringing. Yeah. That was classic. Oh, that was so great. I love that. There was a lot of love in that video. I love that. So we'll miss her, guys, but I'm sure she'll be back. And thank you all for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, we would love a thumbs up. Totally appreciate it. That's how we keep bringing you this awesome content and conversation for free. And if you're listening on iTunes or SoundCloud, hello and thank you for liking us. Mm-hmm. Should we get right into this episode?
Totally. I mean, it was a good episode. Sadly, the ratings didn't reflect it, but you know what? Maybe everybody else will watch it on their DVRs.
Yeah, interesting you mentioned that. Season 8, Episode 9, Tone Deaf is our title. So I saw that too. You know, if you guys are like Lucretia and I, you might Google the show each week to just see about the reviews. I've just decided I'm going to start ignoring the idea that the ratings aren't good or they're not as good as they were at one time. And, you know, who cares? It's like, to me, it's a really popular show. It's a really well-done show. If the numbers are a little different than they were in earlier seasons, it doesn't make a difference. Things ebb and flow. Things change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Friends went off the air. Eventually, Castle will go off the air. So that's just my take on it. And I just decided that this week. I'm like, I don't even care. I'm just going to enjoy the show.
Yeah, I just want to watch the show and enjoy it. Like, if it ends this season or next season or 10 years down the road, it's whatever. We'll take what we can get.
Yeah, we will. And some really good things are happening, though. I have a feeling ratings are going up, mostly because what you and I were talking about when we came in, we are so happy to see Castle and Beckett really back together romantically.
I know, and it's so great to just have that start out like that. Their cute little, you know, fake names and the romance and the hiding it and the slapping, all of this. This is so back to how Castle and Beckett should be versus, like, the first half of the season where it was just, like, it was honestly terrible. Like, where was their relationship going? But now it just seems like everything went back to normal. So
Not only normal, but I thought that opening scene was pretty dang steamy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She was like, something about you just answered my question three times. There was some, like, little allusion to three times. I was like, ooh, dang. Mm. And, yes, so they're secret dating is what they're calling it. Yeah, that was cute. All right, but before that, we did get, we opened with a crime scene, as we often do on this show, or always do on this show. Everybody's excited to see Martha opening this episode. I do love when this show goes a little bit theatrical, which it has a tendency to do. So we're at a charity event, it looks like a charity event on stage that Martha is hosting and performing in. Yeah, and I don't know, lay out the scene to me. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I was just wondering, like, where is the body going to show up? And I love Martha, because Susan Sullivan is just a brilliant actress. So the more Martha we get, the better. Because she, you know, the dramatic, and she's a stage actress. So you knew there was, like, so many possibilities. I was kind of, like, disappointed that it wasn't, like, someone fell from the rafters, or, you know, it wasn't as big. It just, they found it.
I thought the blood was totally surprised me. I mean, obviously they were building something when the snow wouldn't come down, but when the blood fell on the backup singers, that was just like, that was bad. All right, so we know we have a dead stage manager, and her name is Robin King, and she was 20 years old, and she hadn't been working at the theater very long. And Martha was really touched because I guess she had come up and made a point of saying that she admired Martha and was a fan of hers, like, just the day before. So kind of, like, it was emotional.
Yeah, it really hit her because, like she said, you know, I had just spoken to her the day before. She was a hard worker and, you know, really came, you know, a fan of mine. I just loved, you know, it gave a little bit more emotional scenes to Martha, which we don't always get. She's more of the comedic relief.
Mm-hmm. So we, so we know that she now has a connection to this case. And, of course, immediately she calls Castle for help, right?
Yes.
So... Oh, Castle's in on the case. What do you know? Okay, so back to the precinct now. So Beckett and Castle have decided to do this, like, fake fighting thing, though?
Yes.
So they don't really want anyone else to know that they're back together, because I guess it... Is that because it still kind of keeps them incognito as far as her going after the Lockstat situation?
Yeah, I'm guessing this just has to do with Lockstat, which we were kind of hoping they forgot, because I didn't really
like how
they did that. But at least now they're back together and it's back to the playful fun that we're used to. Because, that they're lying to everybody that they're not together and they're dating other people is really what made this episode pop.
It was hilarious because it created so much ridiculous shenanigans with Ryan and Espo.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it?
Yes, of course. Because now they're like, we'd do anything for Martha, but not you, Castle. It's like, we picked Beckett over you. Like, and I was like, I thought it was bros before hoes, man. Like, Ryan and Espo were a little hard on Rick.
They totally sided with Beckett. I wrote down a couple of their lines because they did have funny ones. Remember when they're like, Beckett, just so you know, you get us in the breakup.
Yeah.
You get us.
I love that.
Like custody.
Well, and I guess like
that
when you think about it, like, you know, she's their boss, but it's also like she is more kind of their male camaraderie than Castle. Castle's a little bit more of a pretty boy.
Yeah, right. She is almost more of their bro.
Yeah.
In that way, right? Yeah, that was hilarious. Okay, so one of the first suspects, actually the first suspect they land on is they had gone to the theater and talked to the manager, and I have his name here, Chris Jackson, if anyone's wondering, and he brought up this woman, Mama. He said, well, there was this gal, well, presumably Robin's mama, stopped by the theater yesterday, and they were arguing. So they think, oh, okay, we're pulling in Robin's mama. Well, Robin's mama isn't really Robin's mama, but they do pull Mama into the precinct for a sit-down interview. And you recognize this actress
as I always point out on the Castle episodes, because there are so many, my secret soap actors watch, I guess, you know, look, let's come up with a clever name in the chat that we can call it. So on Soap Watch, I recognize Sonia Eddy immediately, who plays Epiphany on General Hospital, actually right now. And Nathan loves to have his former soap people in Castle. So I love watching all the little things. And next week will even be better. Three major One Life to Live players will be on there.
Oh, isn't that neat? Mm-hmm. Do you spot all the shows? I mean, you're really good at recognizing soap people.
Yeah, just what I watch. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's Jason Thompson. He's been on Castle, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Good. All right, good sighting. Okay, well, the good thing is Mama didn't do it.
Right.
Because she was involved with Robin at one time. She kind of, like, was a drug dealer and sent out young people to deal drugs for her. But,
like Helion Weeds. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. It's fashionable these days for a lady. It's the new job. But she had an alibi and it checked out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did unravel just another layer about this gal Robin.
Yeah, that she used to be on some hard times, you know, dealt drugs, but she was turning her life around.
Yeah. Presumably, yeah. I mean, there's so many, it takes a long time to find out what was going on with her. But we do know she did some time in jail, she was out. And then we also know that she was taking a train to Spanish Harlem, like two nights a week or something at this point. Okay, so that's kind of like the lead into the next clue, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and then we go back to the fake fight again, Beckett and Castle, yes. All right, what else did we get? Alibi checks out. Oh, well, speaking of the fake fight, so this was one of the greatest
the
moments,
part.
Especially in social media, was when Beckett all of a sudden goes, careful, here come Ryan Espo. Bam! Slaps Castle in the face.
And he's just like, what?
They had the show had that moment all over social media. Did you see that on Instagram
and
Twitter?
It was everywhere. The slap scene around the world, right?
Yes. That will get replayed and looped over and over. Oh my gosh. It looked brutal. That was classic. And then at that point, Ryan and Espo, I think that was the thing too. Ryan and Espo, started to perk up at that point.
Yeah.
Like, this is your fault, man. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you're causing trouble around the precinct. Yeah. Okay, this was a fun part, I thought, when Castle then went home and Martha and Alexis were there, and he had gotten a photo, I think, of the text message that Robin had got before she died.
All the emojis.
And it was all these emojis.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I loved decoding. I loved Alexis decoding the emojis because, that is something that only someone her age is really going to understand. I mean, and also the victim Robin is similar to Alexis's age. And any time where we see the good father-daughter relationship that Alexis and Castle have, and then the fact they work so well together, I like those scenes. I always hope for more. This one was a little Alexis light.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, they brought her along on some of it, but she got it. But the emoji thing was cool.
It was like, that was funny.
It sparked my imagination, too. I was like, wow, I wonder if I could have decoded that if you had just handed that to me. That was kind of neat. Okay, now the singing starts really because I believe pretty soon after this, they go to that abandoned building. And she was there for that, Alexis. Mm-hmm. And they find this totally surprising. They stumble upon this giant a cappella kind of competition rehearsal.
Yeah, they were expecting drugs or something unsavory, but then
scary.
They get in and it's a cappella. And it was kind of scary though, like the sing off. You know, I thought that scene went a little long, but it was interesting.
It was a little long. But, what a production. Did you think the first thing I thought is, oh my gosh, I think I remember a scene just like this with the bonfires in Pitch Perfect 1?
Yeah,
did you think Pitch Perfect?
I did not see that movie. I know, I'm terrible, right?
So good. You guys out there, back me up. Is Pitch Perfect a really fun movie? My husband even thought it was fun.
Yeah,
you got to see it.
Even our viewer here made the same reference. Boo 69Bs, love your name, by the way. He clearly referenced the Pitch Perfect scene as well, so...
Oh, yeah, I love it. Okay, good. So, I wasn't making it up. But they sang a really great song that was a little bit of a throwback to the 80s. Mm-hmm. Wake me up before you go, because I'm not planning on going solo.
Well, and then I loved it, but went into Tainted Love on the other side.
Yes! Oh, yeah, she was fierce, that girl.
Yeah.
I see, again, like another theatrical element. Mm-hmm. Like, Castle's so willing to throw people in great costumes and use some music and dancing. Yeah, there's something.
It just made me miss the Jersey Boys scene with him and Adam Baldwin. Like, that's still one of my favorite Castle moments ever, and it happened this season.
I agree.
Yeah. More singing and dancing from him, because we know he can.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people on the... Oh, by the way, we'll get to Espo singing. Yeah. We'll get to Espo singing, yeah. But there's been comments about that. Okay, so that was fun. So, and they told her group, which I guess is called NBP, mm-hmm. the a cappella group that Robin had been a part of, and it was started by a couple of lawyers who wanted to do something for these girls, something positive, girls who are ex-cons. And so they formed this a cappella group, and they're just, like, kicking butt.
Yeah.
They're really talented. So we meet the two heads of the group, Scott and Linda, which are two lawyers. And it's always such a switch, like, when you... I thought that was really good casting. Like, they seemed really yuppie and, like... Lawyer-y. Yeah, I don't know.
And to me, like when I looked at him, the first thing is I was like, Linda did it. Like, that was my first thought. Obviously, it goes a little different, but yeah, I mean, there are some people where you just look at them and you're like, something about you. What are you doing? Well, that was the thing, is there's something to them wanting to do this. Because people don't just want to help people for no reason that are lawyers, right?
Well, that's a little harsh. No.
We all
I'm
make
sure there's some
jokes,
good
right?
lawyers out there. No, I hear you. I think, too, like, when there's something, there's, like, an edge mm-hmm. of where someone is such a goody-goody, it's like, it just almost hinges mm-hmm. on, like, you probably did something bad. I know. I kind of felt that way about them, too. But I didn't know how. I spent a lot of this episode, like, thinking, like, no, that couldn't be it. Like, I felt like this episode led us on for a while. Okay, and we also learned about this gal, Agnes Molina, mm-hmm. who was one of the fellow singers on the group. That was good casting, too, the girl with the braids. Yeah, she was tough. Yeah, so then I thought, okay, well, that makes sense, but she didn't do it either.
No, I mean, like she said, she's trying to turn her life around, too. I mean, of course, they still have to throw a few, like, suspects in there, but, you know. This Agnes character, you know, seemingly looks more like a suspect than the two lawyers, but who did it wind up being?
Right. Yeah, she would have been the obvious one. And then that scene where they visited the ex-boyfriend, and she was hiding behind the couch.
That was pretty funny. Classic. Because Castle just keeps opening things, and, like, Ryan and Espo just clearly know where she is, like, and they're just laughing at his, like, big displays of idiocracy.
It's like,
this door. Oh.
I love it, like, when he picked up the brassiere, you know, he was like, who's is this? Oh, it's my mom's. And you're like, oh, my God, yeah, your mom's bra. And then I love it when they put together clues, like, looking at the picture. And
yeah,
you
the
see
picture
the mom,
of his mom,
like,
and you're like, that's not her bra. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny, huh?
And I love when he throws the bra at her, and he's like, I think this is yours.
Yes. And then I was like, why is she naked? Right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right, so they pull her in, and I think just like Ryan and Espo, like the tension is mounting with Castle. So it must be right around here that they confront Castle about why he's fighting with Beckett.
Yeah.
And they say, what, did you cheat on her, bro? And he's just like in a panic, right?
Yeah. And then this is when he invents Svetlana, a Russian model.
I don't even think he said, like, they were like, what is she, a Russian model? And he's like, yeah. Like, they gave all the information.
Oh, Castle.
So now this is a really messy situation, though, because now they think he's cheating on her. I was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right. So, Agnes in the precinct. All right. Again. Agnes says, this is where the plot got really complicated, I feel like. Because she was like, I didn't kill her. Like, yeah, I was mad at her for kicking me out of the group. She actually called me for protection.
Yeah.
Because someone was after her. I was like, oh, whoa, this is getting complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a strange thing. And to me, they never really explained that in the episode because she knows that Linda, you know, later revealed is the one that was driving the car that she was in and was arrested for drinking and driving. But the thing is she did not know that Linda knew. I mean, and she actually didn't know that she was aware of this situation, we find out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, like, that's why I thought it was odd that they were asking for the protection. It seems to me like a writer gaffe because they really didn't show that that guy was after her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really a sort of a he found out, she found out situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a little confusing mm-hmm. to know, like, who knew what. There's a lot of there's mm-hmm. like a lot of players in this yeah. in this last like 48 hours before this girl was killed. I was just checking out the message boards. We yeah. have some fun notes, right? Espo yeah. and Ryan thinking Castle is cheating on Kate was funny.
Yeah.
Said Boo 69 Bees. And then, has anyone noticed how Espo's been confrontational towards Castle since last season? What's his problem? I think Espo's been kind of hot under the collar a lot. Like,
yeah.
he had some hostility towards towards Ryan. You know, they were fighting, and I mean, Espo's kind of hot.
Yeah, Espo's been a hothead. You know?
Yeah,
it's because Lainey hasn't been in his bed, right? You know,
that's it. Espo's not getting any love.
Yeah,
he needs to burn off some steam. I think you're onto something mm-hmm. there. Yeah, I like
where
that.
Has Lainey been?
Mm. Right. Okay, I did love when they... Didn't you think it was cool when they went to the a cappella competition?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the stage and the lights and, like, this show goes all out with production, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then you notice that Hunter, who they meet there, you know, really more formally, because even though he was in the a cappella off, they really hadn't talked to him. That was Corbin Blue, who most people recognize from High School Musical, but I Yay. Recognized him on the One Life to Live, sadly short-lived online version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that before High School Musical?
No, this was actually after.
Oh, since after mm-hmm. then. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he play? Do you remember?
He was, I forget his full name, but he was a, you know, up-and-coming, like, professor, I believe. He was something involved in the school, and he had scenes with Vicky Lord, who was the main matriarch of the show, and they had a little bit of a spat, you know, over what to do with the university, because, yeah, the online version was not good.
Oh, yeah. That was
it was very awkward.
It's yeah, soaps have taken quite a transition, haven't they? Yeah, he was fun. Mm-hmm. I truly yeah. thought at that point, I was like, well, we still have 15 minutes left in the episode. But I think he did it. I thought too.
No.
But as it turns out, so he kind of got pulled into kind of like a ruse situation. He tried to, oh, by the way, did we even talk about the Dr. Carson character?
Oh yeah, he was just a blink and he missed it.
Such a jerk.
Yeah, I know. I was like, who is this guy? What's his deal? Like, oh, I don't want these convict girls in here.
Yeah, he was very exclusive. And I wasn't sure I felt it was realistic, like, do people who are that opinionated really reveal their opinions like that to cops? It seems mm-hmm. so unlike PC and kind of made him look suspicious.
Well, I mean, like, Donald Trump.
Jerk.
I mean, you know, we're seeing it more now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love to spout their opinions, even yeah. when it makes them look like a-holes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, you're right. You're right. Dr. Larson. Did I say Dr. Carson? It's with an L.
Yeah, I was like, Dr. Carson is the...
That's another character.
He's the other guy that's running for president, the neurosurgeon.
That's right.
Boring. But yeah, this is Larson.
It's Larson.
Oh, yeah, I was like, hold on, let me look it up.
My L looked like a C in my notes. Sorry, you guys.
Carson, Larson, close.
Uh-huh. Okay, so he was actually bribed mm-hmm. by the Corbin Blue character.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we don't want these girls to win, and he was going to accept the bribe, except Robin... There was a hole in the vent in the dressing room, and so Robin heard all this and busted in and said, no, you're not going to do that. Okay, at which point, Dr. Larson with an L grabs her and said, I'll take care of it. So, okay, another stage in the mystery. Yeah. This is, like, really,
well, like, it was pretty complicated. Stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Percy. Robin wanted a video, so brought it to Percy. Oh, Percy. Okay.
Oh, God,
so
that
then
guy.
There comes this whole video. So I couldn't figure out what the problem would have been with that video too. I was like, does she just not want this information out there because it really incriminates her? I mean, she doesn't want everyone knowing about the whole crime that she committed and the fact she did jail. Like, did you understand it at that point where it was going? Because
and that's the thing is I think a lot of the, you know, this episode was more focused on the romance. So maybe there were scenes cut out, you know, possibly. Because, yeah, there were a lot of huge, like, where was this going? And, yeah, so, yeah, that was a little confusing. It's like, why did she care? Because at this point, I mean, it's not like they're going to charge you again. Or, you know, everybody, I mean, this is a group for female convicts. That's in the name, right? No backsliding.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I thought it was weird that it's like, everybody knows, right?
Yeah, I liked the Percy character. Mm-hmm. Percy was, like, a total diva. He's like, well, brought me more Twitter followers
when I said that
I saved her from the car. All right, so we'll just finish up the crime, because it really seems like people want to talk about Beckett and Castle more, right? So they were then led to the idea that that Robin didn't really crash the car. That she was framed, so she really did all that jail time for somebody else.
For somebody else, yeah.
And then they bought off a cop to get the evidence.
Yeah.
And I loved, do you love it when Beckett was interviewing the cop and she's like, oh yeah, well, we've got your bank records. I loved that. That was hard.
Yeah, to me, like, and that was another scene where it's like, did we really need, like, the cop being paid off? It's, like, almost... There were a few just, like, extraneous characters in this one that I'm like, they could have just, like, condensed it a little more. Because, yeah, like, the cop, I guess that gave something where Beckett could access and find this out. But, I mean, we could have easily just looked at Linda and Scott, who seem like sketchy individuals, too.
So maybe what really happened is that maybe they intended, like, they had the crime, like... agenda to tell in this story, and then what happened is like the Beckett and Castle stuff was so cute and they didn't want to cut it down too much.
Exactly. That's probably it, like the little doctor scene in the end. We needed that versus like actually caring about what happened to this person, right?
Totally. I think there was do you remember in that opening scene too that Beckett was like, listen, what did she say? I'm done playing lone wolf, so, like, I'll let you in on all this Locksat stuff. So, presumably, they're going to be, like, kind of a team.
Yeah, right? And that's how they're supposed to always be. I mean, we get, like, fights here or there, but, yeah, just the whole Locksat and not involving Castle just never made any sense anyway. So, I guess I'm glad that they quit that, because it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, exactly. Hey, did we... I see on the message boards they're talking about the doctor that... she made up Dr.
Livingstone.
Dr. Livingstone. Which I thought it kind of would fit. Like, it was very believable that Beckett would be dating a doctor.
Yeah, because she dated a doctor before, played by the sexy Michael Trucco.
Ooh, wow.
Who's sci-fi, not soaps, but same Nathan difference, right?
Right, right.
Battlestar.
Yes. Wish 95% of this episode was singing. I didn't know Espo could sing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. In fact, you guys, when we had Espo on the show last season, and if you haven't seen it, Google it on the AfterBuzz website. We talked to him about his band, and he actually, he has a brand new band called Silhouette. And he has a music video out, and yeah, Espo like does the music thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Huertas in real life.
I'll have to look that up. Maybe we can show one of his music videos.
I know. We could maybe go to one of... We should go to one of his band's events.
Oh, yeah.
And bring back some video for all these fans out here.
Some fancy iPhone footage, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else you want to say about this episode?
Oh, let's see. I love that the hashtag Svetlana Stone forever is going around. That's pretty cute.
Oh my gosh, is it really?
Yeah, on TV Line, I did the hashtag Svetlana Stone forever.
Oh my gosh. That's super cute. All right, what else in the message boards? Let's get one more fan. Missed that episode. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. I love this moment as well. I love it when people just like bring up little moments because you're like, quotes, that was a really good moment. And Castle really has them. I laugh when Castle said that he was seeing a really hot a model and she was really, really hot. And Kate walked past him and said, Damn right she's hot. Damn right she is. That was cute. Yeah, there's so much chemistry between them. In this episode, right?
Yeah, it's like back to where it was in like the prime. That,
you know, there is like sexual tension, if I may say myself. All right, awesome. Any predictions for next week, Lucretia?
All right, I'll wait for our
now,
music.
What? You're after Buzz TV predictions.
I totally predict that this will be the second best to Adam Baldwin's episode. Episode next week, because it has the wonderful Cassie DePaiva in it, who was Blair on One Life to Live with Nathan, and Tuck Watkins, who was David Vickers on One Life to Live, and Tanya Walker, Alex Olenov. So Nathan has brought his old friends from One Life to Live,
wow,
all three of them on there, so it'll be really good. I mean, I don't know how it'll compare to Adam, because their chemistry is just, I mean, it makes Beckett look... like a second fiddle, but yeah.
Never.
I think next week will be really good.
Oh, I think it'll be really fun. And by the way, guys, next week, as many of you know, they're doubling up the episodes. So Sunday night, February 14th, there is an episode on, and Monday night. So Lucretia and I will be here next Tuesday, actually at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, breaking down both episodes. And thank you for sending all these great photos and videos and tweets. And thank you for sending us your favorite moments too, guys, because we love to know what it is that you guys want to talk about. Lucretia, where can they find you?
Well, of course, if you can spell my name right, it's LacretiaLyon, and that's on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, since there's only one.
And I'm J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram. And please check out my YouTube page, JJ Snyder. I have a really fun video up there and on AfterBuzz from the Super Bowl last Saturday night. I was at the Maxim magazine party. It's a wild story. If you like fast cars, check it out. And thank you guys so much for joining us. And we will see you next week to talk about Castle. Taking it out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.